The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Liberty. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. I often say it's no fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. Excited once again to be teamed up with the Bible League International in their Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign. Now, our goal is to provide nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to the nations of Asia. And I want to start this hour by thanking every one of you who's already been a part of this, either by going online or calling the number I'll give you in a moment, providing Bibles for the heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia, both those desperately seeking the truth and also and especially thousands of new Christians, now our brothers and sisters in Christ, who've left their former religions, perhaps Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, or some other religious belief system, now enthusiastically having embraced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they desperately are praying and hoping for a Bible, one with which they can grow in their new faith. And that's where you and I come in. Your gift of $5 per Bible becomes a powerful answer to those prayers. $5 for one Bible, $35 for seven, $100 for 20, $200 for 40 Bibles, and so on. And right now, every dollar you're giving is going to be doubled with matching funds, which are, by the way, only available for a limited time. So perfect time to make your call at 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. That's 1-800-937-9673, or just 1-800-YES-WORD, or go online to WAVA.com. And this hour, I'm especially delighted to welcome a longtime friend, fellow Salem broadcaster, to join me in our effort, Bob Burney, our Salem Talk host of the daily program Bob Burney Live. It airs every afternoon, Monday through Friday, on 880 AM and 104.5 FM, The Word, in Columbus, Ohio. Now, Bob's been a pastor for many years. Prior to his coming to this broadcast work, he's been doing for years. By the way, he and his wife, Joy, lead something called Cross Power Ministries, conducting seminars and workshops throughout the year. And he, as I do, often goes overseas to do missions work and strengthen pastors in other parts of the world. And of course, you recognize his voice as he often sits in right here for me on the show. My friend, Bob, it's an honor to have you team up with me and help us out with this campaign. God bless you.
Is this the old crow himself, the man, the legend himself?
Well, I don't know about the legend part, but a reasonable facsimile of the old crow, at least.
Don, what a delight, what an honor, what a privilege to be with you today, especially when you're talking about one of my favorite organizations, ministries on planet Earth, the Bible League. It is such a delight, such an honor to be with you today.
Well, we appreciate that. We are of the same spirit in terms of our love for the Word and our love for people and our love for missions, all of those combined. We've traveled together, including with the Bible League. And as a matter of fact, you just completed your own campaign right there in Columbus. Tell us how that went.
Oh, God was so good. Don, we started our Bible League campaign the very day that they locked down the state of Ohio, the stay-at-home order. Thousands of people were laid off. Thousands of people lost their jobs. Unemployment claims went up like 260% in like 3 days. The economy just fell apart. And, Don, I'm going to go on the air and ask my listeners to give thousands of dollars to provide Bibles for people in Asia that they won't meet until they get to heaven. And I got to be honest with you, Don, I was deeply concerned, but I am so thrilled to report we have blown past our goal. We're way over 100% of our goal, and thousands and thousands and thousands of believers are going to get their very first Bible through the ministry of the Bible League. So I am pumped, Don. I am pumped. And thanking God for just, I consider it an absolute miracle.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and I know our folks are responding the same way, and I wanted you to give them encouragement because I've been saying, whereas the natural tendency of things when this kind of crisis comes to our country is to turn inward and to really kind of shrink down and hunker down, and yet I think one of the best antidotes for that fear and anxiety is to turn our faces out, if you will, turn our hearts out toward the needs of others, and that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why I'm asking your listeners to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and make the biggest pledge that they possibly can. And Don, I tell my listeners, and I know you do the same, I just ask, pray about it. Ask God if you should be involved. And if God doesn't tell you to give, don't.
That's right.
But if the Spirit of God stirs your heart and prompts you, please don't be disobedient. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Don, I just got back from Indonesia with the Bible League.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a couple quick stories? One of them, the second day we were there, we heard we were going to go to a church and we were going to be there for their anniversary celebration. That normally would have been on a Sunday, but because we could only be there on a Saturday, they switched the service to Saturday so that we could be there. And they were celebrating, I think it was their 10th anniversary as a church. This was about an hour's flight away from Jakarta, still on the main island. But anyway, we got there, parked in a small parking lot, had to climb up a steep hill to get to where the church was. And when we climbed up this steep hill, the church was it would be like a picnic shelter here in the States, just a concrete pad with posts and a roof over it. And that was their church. And I thought, well, that's great. That's cool. The place was filled. It was packed. And I had the privilege of preaching. And Don, I found out, this church had been burned to the ground. You ready for this?
Mm.
Eight separate times.
Oh.
Eight times it had been burned to the ground, sometimes by Muslims, sometimes by Buddhists, but eight times this congregation had faced the complete loss of their building. So they decided, we're just going to put something up they can't burn. And so it's just a concrete pad and a roof over it. It was packed. They were sitting on the floor. And what sweet, wonderful, wonderful people. And Bible League has been providing this church with Bibles for several years, the Project Philip. And we just had an incredible worship service. And they thanked us, Americans, for helping provide Bibles for that ministry. But I thought, what church in America would keep going if they had been burned to the ground eight times, you know?
Absolutely. And all of this to say, folks, that they are living their faith in a context that we can't even imagine unless you've been there. Some of you listening to this program, I know you come from some of these other countries. You could describe, even beyond what Bob has just described, some of the anxiety, some of the trials, some of the persecution. But in every case, they want to stay committed to Jesus, and they desperately want a copy of the Word of God. That's why we are doing this together. The number to call with your gift of any amount, $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, you can do the math. And remember, matching funds right now are doubling your gifts when you call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD, or just go online to WAVA.com. And Bob, that's so exciting to hear. You and I have seen firsthand through the years the hunger for God's Word. I was telling folks in an earlier hour about our trip to Cambodia a number of years ago. And those memories are still riveted in my mind of the appreciation of something we take for granted, and that's the Bible.
You remember, Don, we went to that village, and almost the entire village had turned to Christ. And they had the church up on the stilts, and you had to climb up in there. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
And there was a pulpit in the middle. No chairs. They sat
That's
on
right.
the floor. And there was a pulpit, and there was one thing on the pulpit, a tattered, torn, decrepit Bible, because that was the one and only Bible they had in that entire village. And it was so precious, people had to come to the church to read it. They wouldn't allow people to take it out because it was the only one that they had. And I remember so well, Don, we met with those sweet people. They were poor. They probably needed clean drinking water. They probably needed all kinds of things. The only thing they asked us for was Bibles. Mm. That's the only thing. They said, please. And that trip to Cambodia, Don, changed my life because particularly in that church, This one person through tears said, when you go back to America, would you tell your radio audience, just send us Bibles? And I made a vow to that individual. I said, whenever I have an opportunity, I'm going to go on the air to my listeners or Don Crow's listeners or anyone else's, and I'm going to plead with them. I'm going to beg them to send Bibles through the Bible League. And, Don, you and I have been doing that now for several years, and that experience could be duplicated literally thousands of times all over Asia, and that's why we are asking people to provide Bibles through the Bible League at 800-YES-WORD.
Would you do it right now, folks? Perfect time to go. As we've already said, right now, for a limited time, your dollars are being doubled every time you make that call or go online, and it's an easy thing to do. Toll-free number, 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Either way works fine. And whatever you can give, if you want to give over a period of 12 months, you say, I'd like to give a larger gift. I can't do it all at once. Maybe you want to give $50 a month for the next 12 months or $100 a month or whatever you can give. Remember, $5 buys a Bible, and right now everything's being doubled. One more question before this quick break. Bob, what other memories do you have? Because you've worked with the Bible League and traveled even more with them, I think, than I have. You've been to China with them and other places. What's the enduring thing or things that really have stuck in your mind out of all these exposures to the suffering church and to the global church when it comes to Bibles?
The desperate need, the desperate desire, the desperate hunger for God's Word. One of my most vivid memories was when we went to Russia with the Bible League. We landed in Kiev in Ukraine and then traveled in a bus or in a van from Ukraine all the way to Moscow. We visited this one village and went into a church. And the pastor told us about the days of the Soviet Union. And there was a table. It would be like a communion table here in America. And there were a bunch of old books on this table. And I love old books, and I wondered what they were. They were written in Russian. And there were several hymnals there that were written by hand because it was illegal during the Soviet Union days to have a hymnal, so they wrote them out. But then there was this very, very thick book. It was probably literally almost a foot thick. And I wondered what that was. And the pastor told us that they had one printed Bible in this entire village and church. And so every night when it got dark, a family was assigned to come and take that one printed Bible, and they were assigned a certain portion of Scripture to copy by hand, and they would go, and that family would work all night long from night until morning copying Scripture by hand. Before sunrise, they would sneak back to the church, hide that, and then the next night it would happen again.
Oh.
And Don, I held in my hand a handwritten Bible, and every word was written with the threat of arrest and imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Genesis to Revelation by hand.
Wow.
And I held it in my hand, and I cried like a baby, because we don't have that kind of hunger here in the United States. But that is the kind of hunger that we are feeding when we call 800-YES-WORD and we provide one Bible, 10 Bibles, 100 Bibles, For so many of these people, this will be the first Bible they have ever owned in their life, and they would risk their lives to receive it. That's why we are passionate about the Bible League and providing Bibles for these sweet people all over Asia.
Could you do it right now, folks? $5 for a Bible. Multiply that number as generously as you can. If you want to do it over a period of 12 months, maybe $50 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever you can do, do it right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. The following story took place in then-communist Romania. It was 1 o'clock in the morning when Pastor Vasily was awakened by police pounding on his door. He had been expecting this, having learned that his assistant pastor had become a communist informant. Vasily asked for a moment to say goodbye to his distraught wife. He held her, prayed with her, and then told her to give his love to their son and to the pastor who had betrayed them. This kind of radical forgiveness is incomprehensible to those who don't know Christ. May we pray for the strength to forgive as God has forgiven us.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Hey, actionhomeservices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. Ever since I was a small child, I have always loved the United States of America. One thing I love is seeing how Americans come together and help each other in times of crisis. It truly is unique. As we have learned even more so of good hygiene these past few weeks, it is important to know another threat that has been around us since forever, rodents. Rodents carry many diseases with them we do not want around us or in our homes. You can learn about all the diseases rodents carry online with just a few clicks. One of the best and most humane ways to keep them out of your home is with Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free sets up a no-go zone in your home utilizing the active electrical wiring. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
At a Deed Cleaning Service, we understand these are uncertain times. But we will remain open, ready to serve our customers and our community.
And keeping you safe is our top priority.
So we're adhering to rigorous health and safety protocols, keeping your rugs clean from dirt, allergens, and bacteria. Right now, get 50% off our sanitize and disinfect. And for every two rugs clean, get the third rug clean free. Plus, we have free curbside pickup and delivery. Hey, we're all in this together. Call today or go online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832. 6-5 consumeraccess.org. To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it, and to begin to develop the relationship through knowing God for who He is.
That's Jacob in Malaysia, folks, knowing God through His Word. You and I know the reality of that. Whatever I know about God, and I'm reminded when I say that, George Beverly Shea once was asked what he knew about God. He said, "I don't know very much, but what little I know has changed my life." And that's the power of the Word of God. What little we may know, Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. We know in part, we prophesy in part. And even the most brilliant among us has just a fragment of what God is really all about. But think about what your life would be if you never had the Bible to discover the truths of God's Word. And Bob Burney is here with me from Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio. Together we're saying, we need your help. We can't do this alone, any one of us. And Bob, I've often said, I love the way God structured His church. It's interdependent. None of us can be a lone ranger. None can do it by ourselves. We need each other, don't we?
We certainly do, and we need ministries like the Bible League. Don, did you know that last year in Asia alone, Bible League is operates all over the world, but in Asia alone, Bible League reached 894,000 people with God's Word just last year.
Wow.
894,000 people just through the Bible League last year.
And the church is growing under the most adverse conditions. Yeah. Now, we are having to do some adjustments as Americans we've never faced before. Virtual worship services, I'm sure that's true in your ministry there and here and all through the country. But that's a small inconvenience compared to what some of our brothers and sisters are doing in order to just get together. And we have free access to the Word of God. I mean, we can, even if we're confined to our homes, we can go online, get the Word of God, get scriptures, get devotionals, get anything we want at our fingertips. These people don't have that kind of resource. And they're just saying, would you please at least send us some Bibles?
And let me tell you what the Word of God is doing in Indonesia. The first morning we were there, we traveled about 32 hours, got to our hotel about midnight, had to be down in the lobby at 8 o'clock the next morning, and we met with a wonderful man from Papua. He had been saved. He accepted Christ through the ministry of an American missionary. Then he began training, became a preacher, became an evangelist, and he told us a quick story how he was preaching, and a witch doctor came to his meeting, listened intently to the gospel. Afterwards, they talked. He accepted Christ as Savior, and in a very short period of time, Don, over 100 witch doctors had come to Christ and accepted Christ as Savior. Over 100 witch doctors in Papua had given their hearts to Christ. And I was flipping out. But that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the Word of God. And that's why we need to provide scriptures for these sweet people all over Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Indonesia, where I was, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. And that's why it's imperative that we call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And Don, you know, and you and I know this, and I hope your listeners do, this matching grant thing is not blowing smoke. It's the real deal. A wealthy supporter of the Bible League has said, I will match dollar for dollar every dollar that is given up to a certain amount. That's why it's limited. And as far as I know, that is still available, and every dollar will be doubled. What a great investment in eternal souls.
800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. And speaking of witch doctors, I have a clip here. It's probably the one you're referring to, a Pastor Tandy in Indonesia. I want us to share that together.
I met this witch doctor. He was called Philip. He was teacher of the doctors, witch doctors, because he was the one who trained many to do the same in killing people. So people in that village are really afraid of this kind of people. So when I went there in that village, I invited these people to pray for these witch doctors, because I believe that only Jesus can transform their life. Praise the Lord that in that night when I conducted the crusade, these people came also. So I preached the word of God, and at the end I invited these people to come to receive Christ. So these people, about 120 maybe, they came forward. They kneeled down and then they want to receive Christ. Then later on I went to Philip's house to I teach him more about Christ. Then after several months I baptized him. So now, praise the Lord, God has been using him. Every day he and his wife pray for his people, and he really loved God. When people get sick, they call him to pray for them. So before, when people want to kill people, they invite him. But now, when they want to get healed, they invite him to pray for them. So I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit that transformed people's life, like Philip.
Wow.
Don, I was sitting there when that was recorded. I was sitting at the table when that was recorded, looking at this guy share this incredible story. But that is the power of the Word of God.
See, folks, we need to understand that it is not a hopeless situation. Even what we are facing in our country right now, God is still sovereign. He is in control. Nothing has surprised him. And the Word of God is the antidote to every problem that America faces or these nations of Asia face. It's the same solution. You know, I was thinking earlier about the verse that I know you are well familiar with, Bob, and that is Psalm 107. They drew near to the gates of death, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Come on, what else could we ask for than that promise from God that he will heal our land, heal the nations, but it's going to come through the power of his word?
That's true. Do I have 2 minutes to share another real quick story?
Please.
Indonesia is filled with religion. It's the largest Muslim country in the world, but there are many, many Buddhists and so forth. Christians are the minority. But we went and visited the largest Buddhist temple in the world. It's called Borobudur. And the base is larger than a football field, and it's 115 feet tall in the top. And it's filled with millions of stones, and it's this monstrous Buddhist temple with Buddhas everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. We climbed to the top of that, Don, and listen, at my age, that was something that was about 95 degrees. Anyway, we climbed to the top, and the top of this temple is filled with stupas, they're called, and inside each of these stone formations is a Buddha. And there's all these people, and there are people worshiping Buddha. And Don, I wanted to break out with, I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I wanted to stand on the top of that and just sing, he lives, he lives. Because Don, we don't serve a dead Buddha. We serve a risen Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what sets us apart. We have hope that the Buddhists don't have. We have hope that the Muslims don't have. But they won't know that hope unless they have the Word of God. And that's where we have this unspeakable privilege of providing Bibles for people who have never owned one. They've never possessed one. And by the way, the Bible League doesn't stand on the corner and hand them out like candy. With the Bible League, you have to earn your Bible. You have to be discipled. You have to work. You have to earn it before you are awarded your Bible. And you and I both have seen people get their first Bible and weep and clutch it to their chest because it's the most precious possession they have ever, ever owned. And we can multiply that over and over and over again by providing Bibles through 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.
Would you make that happen right now, folks? Bob Burney, I love you, my brother. Thank you so much for this helping hand to really make it happen. And I really appreciate your taking time to do it because I know it's your heart.
You mentioned George Beverly Shea. I met him once, and he said when he grew up, he wanted to be just like you.
You're not a well man, but that's okay. I love you anyway.
I love you, Don. I love your listeners. I hope they call 800-YES-WORD.
That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. Or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com. I hope you'll do it right now.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for the Bible League. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about how generously you've been responding in our Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign. And doing it in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic and how it might be affecting you. You've been turning your attention toward the needs of others by helping send God's word to heart-hungry fellow believers and others in the nations of Asia. However, at this moment, we only have a few hours left to complete our campaign, but we're still a few thousand Bibles short of goal. But your gift of any amount right now can help change that when you call 800-YES-WORD. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, and every dollar you give is being doubled with a generous matching fund when you call that number, 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com and enter the keyword Bible. That's 800-937-9673, and thank you so much for doing whatever you can right now.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868. 800-296-6868.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Out of Bethesda, we're seeing heavy slowdowns on the outer loop of the Beltway due to an accident right between Old Georgetown Road, exit 36, and the I-270 spur, exit 38. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the two left lanes there are blocked, and you are going to see major bumper-to-bumper delays. Unfortunately, the crash will add an additional 15 minutes to your commute. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Coastal flood advisory in effect till 8 o'clock this evening. Flood watch in effect through 10 o'clock tonight. Coastal flood watch in effect from 8 o'clock this evening through Friday morning. Overcast tonight with a shower, the low 53. Variably cloudy tomorrow with a brief shower or two, the high 67. Saturday, nice with partly sunny skies and a high of 71. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I've been encouraging you to make a point to see the number one box office documentary of 2019, It's called No Safe Spaces. And I really hope that if you haven't already done it, you and your family will make a point of seeing it soon, especially since it's discounted for our WAVA listeners. And especially if you're concerned at all about what's happening on our college and university campuses all across the country these days, we know that. You've seen some of the footage, I'm sure, on some of the television programs, so forth. The whole point of First Amendment right to free speech under attack as never before. In fact, it's been described as one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. And it really is a very sobering reminder that no matter who you are, if you think or say anything that the radical left doesn't like, I mean, I don't care if you say it on social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, maybe say it at work or even in your place of worship, you know what? There are those folks who will come and try to shut you down. The film features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, others also, several from the left and the right, who agree on at least this basic, you know, and vital point, folks, that America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind, share your ideas. Now, there's much more that could be said. I don't need to do that. I just encourage you to get a copy today at nosafespaces.com. Use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the price of the film. That's nosafespaces.com, and use the discount code SAVE25. How's this for a headline? Coronavirus hype, biggest political hoax in history. Yes, somebody brave enough to write it as a headline and to justify it, back it up, if you will. Cheryl Chumley writing in the Washington Times earlier this week, and I'm not going to read the column, but I have asked Julie to see if Cheryl can join us, if not this week, perhaps first part of next week, to talk more about it. It's a 2 or 3 page column, so as I say, I'm not going to read it to you, except to say she opens by saying the new coronavirus is real. The response to the virus is hyped. And in time, she says, this hype will be revealed as politically hoaxed. She goes on to say, in fact, COVID-19 will go down as one of the political world's biggest, most shamefully overblown, overhyped, overly and irrationally inflated, and outright deceptively flawed responses to a health matter in American history. One that was carried largely on the lips of medical professionals who have no business running a national economy or government. And then she goes on with the facts. She says, now the facts are this. COVID-19 is a real disease that sickens some, proves fatal to others, mostly the elderly, and does nothing to the vast majority. That's it. That, in a nutshell, is it. Or, in the words of Dan Erickson and Artin Mesa, doctors and co-owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, let's get the country reopened and do it now. Do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer, they say, emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? These men say, emphatically no. The data is showing it's time to lift, said Erickson in a recent interview, and he's right. They're right, says Chumley. The data to keep America closed and America closed and America closed in simply doesn't exist. And then she adds, if truth be told, it's questionable that it ever did. There's much, much more to the column. You can read it for yourself at WashingtonTimes.com, but I want to talk with Cheryl, and we'll see if we can do that Monday or Tuesday of next week as her and our schedule may allow. So I'll take a break and come back, and I'll remind you again once more of our campaign, but I want to come back to something that John Fuller and I just talked briefly about the other day, but we didn't have time to detail it. A list by Focus on the Family president Jim Daly, 17 things that are true regarding the virus. We'll be back.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash-out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
United Mortgage Corp., Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
This is WAVA General Manager Tom Moyer. During this coronavirus crisis, we know that you need to keep up with breaking news. We promise to bring you breaking news. We also know that you need biblical teaching to fill your mind with the ultimate truth, the biblical truth that will outlast the current crisis, the truth that God loves you. He has your life in the palm of his hand, and he has good plans for you. That's our commitment at WAVA, to give you encouraging, true truth from the Bible, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the best news of all.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Sheltering at home these days doesn't mean you should let rodents shelter at home with you. Send them on their way today. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the device that uses the active wiring in your home to set up a no-go zone, moving those unwanted intruders out to keep your stash of toilet paper safe. Now that's fair dinkum. Visit gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Sheltering at home these days doesn't mean you should let rodents shelter at home with you. Send them on their way today. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the device that uses the active wiring in your home to set up a no-go zone, moving those unwanted intruders out to keep your stash of toilet paper safe. Now that's fair dinkum. Visit gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
WAVA's half-priced Christian school tuition discount program is back. Save half on tuition for fall enrollment. Help shape your child's or grandchild's faith and moral fiber while giving them the education they need. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus image. Call WAVA with any questions. Christian school tuition for half the regular price. Currently with schools in Falls Church, Fairfax, Laurel, and Frederick. It's adding schools weekly at WAVA.com.
Yes, where's the number as you consider helping us wrap up our Bible League campaign? We just need, at start of show today, less than 1,000 Bibles. And I have no doubt we'll get to that goal of 6,720 copies of the Bible to send into the nations of Asia. But only because of my confidence in your generosity, which has been expressed throughout this campaign once again. 1-800-YES-WORD's the number to call. Yeah, drop the one. Yeah, I don't know why we say that. It's not necessary. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, etc., etc. And every dollar being given is still being doubled by the Bible League. So keep that in mind. Your $10 gift becomes 20. Your $100 gift becomes not only 20 Bibles, but 40. You get it. So that's the number to call, 800
800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com, keyword Bibles, or just click on the Bible League banner. I mentioned that Jim Daly has given us a list, if you will, of some 17 things that are true in the context of the COVID-19 global pandemic. He says, number one, these are irrefutable. He said the list is hardly exhaustive, but it is nevertheless irrefutable, at least from his perspective. And I happen to agree with him. Number one, he says, we are not in control. God is. We pray for our president. We pray for the task force. We pray for those members of the Congress who have their hearts in the right place and their heads screwed on straight. And we pray that those who aren't in that condition will become that. But in any event, in the end, even the president himself can only do so much to resolve things. The House and the Senate can only do so much. In the end, Jim says, we're not in control. God is. Number two, humans are frail, fragilent, and resilient all at once. Number three, because of sin, bad things happen to everyone. Number four, no matter how dark the night, the sun rises in the morning. Number five, Planned Parenthood isn't essential. It's a fraud. And sadly, we know that while people have had to avoid elective surgeries, Planned Parenthood has been given the carte blanche to keep on aborting babies. Number six, if you're serious about preserving life, you can't not support, I'm sorry, you can't support killing life in the womb. If you're serious about preserving life, there's no way you can support killing life in the womb. Number seven, in quote-unquote normal times, we don't spend enough time with our families. Number eight, one of his irrefutables, when our loved ones are dying, we always want more time or wish we had spent more time we had with them more wisely. Number nine, as a whole, we are woefully unprepared for a rainy day. Number 10, we shouldn't wait for a crisis to reach out to our neighbors. Number 11, another irrefutable of Jim Daly's, you will never regret time you spend with your children. Number 12, money matters, but money can't buy the things that matter most. It's only a list of 17, but irrefutable that I do have moments of confusion. Yes, but it's congenital. Number 13, today's heroes include first responders, medical personnel, and grocery workers. And I'm sure there are even others should be added to that list, but I say amen to that one as well. Number 14, the little things, coffee with friends, a ball game on a summer night, are actually big things. Number 15, very bright people with God's help will find a cure to the virus. Number 16, prayer will always be our greatest weapon. Job 5 and 9, he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed. And number 17, no matter how tough the struggle, believers can enjoy strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Just some of the thoughts from Focus on the Family's Jim Daly that I thought were worth passing along. We'll be back to wrap up the hour in a moment.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for
for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for the Bible League. I have to tell you, I'm really excited about how generously you've been responding in our Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign, and doing it in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic and how it might be affecting you. You've been turning your attention toward the needs of others by helping send God's word to heart-hungry fellow believers and others in the nations of Asia. However, at this moment, we only have a few hours left to complete our campaign, but we're still a few thousand Bibles short of goal. But your gift of any amount right now can help change that when you call 800-YES-WORD. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, and every dollar you give is being doubled with a generous matching fund when you call that number, 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com and enter the keyword Bible. That's 800-937-9673, and thank you so much for doing whatever you can right now.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
Hello. I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
So Filipinos cannot afford to buy a Bible because poverty, and they are very much engrossed trying to make a living for their family. So no more funds to buy a Bible. Even you Christians cannot buy a Bible. A Bible study leader who has 10 Bible study group members is not able to provide Bibles for them because he himself do not have any support for the ministry. Even his transportation going to the Bible study, he's having a hard time to find for that. So there's really practically no Bibles. There is a lack of Bibles to where they are needed in the ministry all over the Philippines right now.
The need is there. The need is great, folks. And we've stressed throughout this month how important your gifts are. We cannot overstress that, nor can we overthank you, because so many of you have given from $5 to $500 to thousands of dollars. We really have had an amazing response. And as we wrap up this hour, I want to thank Passport Auto as well for their kindness in stepping in and being part of this with us. $5 does do it. Buys a Bible. 50 buys 10. 100 buys 20. $250 buys 50. 500 buys 100.
But remember, every dollar still being given is being doubled by the matching funds at the national level with the Bible League. So as we wrap up the hour and wrap up the campaign, thank you for what you've done. And if you've been thinking about it, we'd love your help right now. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD or online at our website, WAVA.com. Click on the banner or enter the keyword Bibles. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
I give my God all the praise every single day. Whatever I do is never too much. All I want is to lift him up. I'm saying, can I get a witness? Yes, I'm praying.
God is a very present help in times of trouble. A reminder from 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Wake up to WAVA-FM and Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller, weekday mornings at 7.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.